Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663. Or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about building your emotional intimacy and thinking about both and instead of either or.
And Royce White had this to say about that concept. He said, life is not either or, it's both and. And we're going to be digging into that into today's episode. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is actually an opportunity for us to celebrate what you're doing, to recognize the action that you're taking in your marriage. And this hug comes from an Instagram comment that we had received that said, I recently started listening to your podcast. It's so relatable. I think I'll keep sending them to my husband because he's not convinced yet about the podcast. But he did agree we should aim to make love about 7 times a month.
Wow.
We're going to be trying to conceive, so that shouldn't be hard. But even if not, we know we want better and more quality intimacy in our marriage, in and out of the bedroom. Thanks for this amazing podcast. God bless y'all.
I love it.
That's and I great. Just want to say, we are well aware that there are quite a few 7-day sex challenge babies out there, because when you have a lot of sex right around the time of ovulation, babies are made.
Yep.
And so prayers to the two of you as you are working to conceive. But more importantly, congratulations on making intimacy in and out of the bedroom a priority in your marriage.
That's right.
That's
love
just
it.
Such an exciting thing. And, you know, as Tony said at the top of this episode, we're talking about this concept today of both and versus either or. Mm-hmm. And it came up, I have a full coaching schedule every week, but this week, past week exceptionally, it seemed like almost every conversation I was having these two phrases pop up in the middle of the session. At some point in time, I'd be asking the question, why does it have to be either or? Why can't we look for both and solutions? And, you know, it got me thinking, like, how and when and where did this come from, right? Why are we in this place where it's either got to be my way or your way? It's either got to be what you want to do or what I want to do, instead of taking a step back and saying, well, what is possible? What could we do? What could we do if I looked at what I want to do and what you want to do, and we find a way to do both? Mm-hmm. What changes in the conversation? What changes in the dynamic? What changes in specifically in that emotional intimacy when we're going to this place of not just saying, well, it's got to be my way. Like, this is the only option. This is the only solution. This is the only right answer. And we step into a place of saying, hold on a second. I want to hear what you have to say.
So here,
and I was gonna say, you got a smirk pretty early on as I started talking. So I'm so curious as to what you have to say.
Well, I've been talking about the word compromise, and as you're bringing this up, it just hit me, and I'm like, oh, let me just look at what the definition of compromise is.
Oh my gosh, you guys, 14 years of being behind the mics, and Elisa saying,
now become a convert of looking up definitions.
Did you go to Merriam-Webster or TikTok like I did last week?
I just went to Dictionary Oxford.
Oh, okay, just checking.
I can go to Merriam if you need me to, but
I used TikTok last week, so
yes, you did.
Anything's possible.
So, in Merriam Webster, settlement of differences by arbitration or by consent reached by mutual consensus. Something intermediate between or blending qualities of two different things. And I feel like that's that both and. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be able to see in our marriage, like, we have to be able to come to these two differences.
Yeah.
But blending that together so it is a both and instead of an either or. And believe me, having been married 27 years, been in both of these places. And still, it sometimes you do. You just go like, it is an either or. And sometimes you see the ramifications of that and those words and the standing up for what you believe that could possibly hurt your spouse or belittle them or make them feel less than or whatever they may be feeling. But I can raise my hand and say in this household and as Elisa's husband, I have made those statements before and I have had to deal with the ramifications of it. And so it's really cool that we're doing this episode because I feel like it's a coaching session for me.
Wow. I love that we record every single episode because I don't often get that particular phrase in permanently recorded, permanently, you know, surviving you and I that you will have said, it was nice to get a coaching session from you, honey. Yeah, but the truth of the matter is that by and large, and I am going to make a blanket statement here, as human beings, we tend to be selfish. We tend to, whether it's small scale or big scale, we tend to have certain things that we want our way. And I see it a lot in marriages. You know, as I'm sitting across from couples that over time, especially when there's been a lot of disconnect, mm-hmm. that it becomes this very like polarizing effect. Well, you know what? I want it my way. This is the only option. This is how it's going to be. And the other person's like, well, fantastic for you. Here's the deal. I want it my way. And somewhere in the middle is a marriage that's extraordinary. But on those two sides, you can really get into a place. Like, I mean, I think about like all of the trips that Tony and I have taken, especially before, like we had a vacation planner and we knew to actually like talk about trips before you go on them. When we would just go on trips. And I think of all the times that we would get really frustrated because it was an either or type of situation. Cause I love to travel. I love to go someplace warm. I love to do a whole lot of nothing. And that really makes me happy when we travel. On the other hand, Tony, how do you like to travel?
I want to be moving. I want to do stuff. I do like to sit around and relax as well, though. I have come to realize, like, overall, I do enjoy it. And yet there is a part of me that is, we're in a new place. We're somewhere adventurous. Like, let's go do something. Let's experience something. Let's have an adventure. But I live in a family. It's very interesting. I do that stuff. And for those of you who don't know, 23 years ago, at this point in time, we were about a month away preparing for me to step on the Pacific Crest Trail. And in 2000, I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada, 2,658 miles.
So I'm married to you guys.
I adventure. And I came off of that and did mountaineering. I've done long distance road cycling. Like, you know, so I like the adventure. And on vacation, I want to do a little adventuring too.
Except you married a wife and has two kids who love doing a whole lot of nothing on vacation. And so we've had to figure out how to do a both and. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was only in the last couple of years, you guys, that we figured out how to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Where it's okay when we go on vacation for Tony to go and adventure. Or there are times when he and I will go adventure and the kids, like, they're happy to sit around the pool and just feel the warm ocean breezes. Right. But it has also shown up in other places where Tony definitely is more extra. He has his introverted side, but he's definitely more extroverted. I am way more introverted. I'm like a, what is it? Extroverted introvert. And he's an introverted extrovert, right? Like
I have no idea what you just said.
Basically, Tony really thrives off of lots and lots of people, but also needs a little bit of quiet time. I thrive off of a little bit of quiet time, but can definitely do
a lot of quiet time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But I can definitely do like being around people and that kind of thing. But we're a little bit different that way, mm-hmm. which also means that there are times when Tony's like, hey, let's go do this and let's go hang out with this person. Let's go do this. And I'm like, and I'm done. Thank you. Like I have hit my limit. And so we've had to work through that. And, you know, this past week, as I was having these different coaching sessions, it just came up in a lot of different ways. You know, like, again, kind of this whole introverted extroverted thing. Like I was talking to one couple and, you know, the one spouse has this desire to like be on the go, doing activities, going like literally, as she said, from the time she gets up in the morning to the time she goes to bed. And the husband is like, I just want to spend time with our family. Like we don't need to be with all these other people all the time. Or, you know, a situation where it's like, how do I express my feelings and not have it blow up and be a fight? Like not like have us go into confrontation every time I express my feelings. Or looking at situations where it's like, well, family of origin does things one way and spouse's family of origin does things a different way. And how do we bring that together in our marriage.
Because that is definitely can be that either or, like my family did it this way and my family did it that way, and one of them's going to happen. Or are we looking at it from a both and? Like, we can do both.
Right.
And we can do what we want to do too.
Exactly. But navigating that, it's like some of the conversations that have come up recently, even in the Bold Wives Club, right? Like the need to nurture family and be there for your kids or take time for yourself. Where is the both and in that as a wife? Or the recognition that it's important to have both your individual identity as a woman and also your identity as wife and mother, right? This wrestling match. And you often feel it's like this internal wrestling of, you know, how do I navigate the different ways that I feel like I'm being pulled? And that's where it can feel like, well, I have to choose one. It's an either or instead of getting into this place that says, hold on, why are we playing tug of war with ourselves and our spouses? Because that tug of war, I will tell you guys, it's exhausting. Couples are getting worn out playing tug of war going, there are only two options. But instead, getting into this place of saying, I don't want to be stuck anymore. Let's actually step into a place where we are looking for solutions as a couple and seeing others as part of that solution, not our adversary. And we want to talk about how to do that after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We're back. And we're talking about breaking out of that place where the decisions feel more either or than both and. And I realized, you know, and I know this is often the case for Tony and I, that we can get into that polarization when we aren't making time to have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not connected, when we're not in that place of deep emotional intimacy, and we're just like two ships passing in the night, it can just be like, well, this just has to get done, period. In fact, Tony may have said things like that to me once or twice.
It's that polarized mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You just get stuck in your own placement of like, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I see. And without the conversation or without the feedback from your spouse, you can get stuck in that place. And I found myself actually earlier this week even there just a little bit. Just waking up on Monday, and I was just in a weird spot. Even after like just going through my normal morning and everything, I was just stuck for some reason. It was just a little bit of this polarizing, like just placement I was putting myself in. And I had to uncover some things. And I went out, like one of my goals right now is to get out for an afternoon walk and just walk the neighborhood just to get out of the house. And I found myself on Monday and Tuesday just realizing like, hey, I got to express some of these things that are going on instead of just this, what I call it for myself is just this ping pong in my head. That's what I call it now. It's like, I'm like just ping ponging ideas back in my head without any conversation with you. And
you're
playing
Pong all by yourself, dude.
I am.
Like old like school Pong.
Old school Atari Pong. I am playing that all by myself.
So funny that you bring that up, because actually I had a coaching call. Like, I knew he was in a mood, you guys, that day. And so I had a coaching call, and we were talking about just kind of that internal dialogue. And I told my clients, I'm like, hey, so here's the deal. Like, I know Tony's got this whole internal dialogue thing going on right now because he's kind of in a grumpy mood. And we just haven't had a chance to talk about it. There are a couple that also works together. And I said, we will. Like, it'll get to a place of conversation. I'm just not going to, like, he's not at a point that he's ready to talk about it because he hasn't brought it up. And so he's just in his, and sometimes you just got to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the clients that know the story will be like, oh yeah, I heard about that. Because you have this awareness, right? But if the emotional connection is, and it wasn't even that it was broken. We just hadn't seen each other for a few days because I'd been traveling, and then I came home
jumped into a bunch of stuff. We're traveling again. And so there was just
disconnect.
Yeah. There's a crack in the emotional intimacy pillar.
Straight up.
It's straight up, and we can sense it, we know it, and yet still you can get into a place and into a little bit of a funk. And I found myself there. And so I went to what I do best. I began to listen to like The Strangest Secret. I began to listen to uplifting worship music, you know, just, okay, Tony, what are we dealing with here right now? And how are we going to address it? And just how to flow through that.
So another thing you need to consider when you're in this either or spot, you want to move into a both and, is are you open to other solutions, right? Because it can be so easy when we're in the either or place of going, my way is the best way, right? And the reason that you think that is because it's your thoughts, right? And you know all the facts inside your head, you know all the, as Tony so eloquently put it, you know all the ping-ponging that is going on in your own brain. And yet, as I often tell folks, your spouse is God's gift to you. So maybe they've got the opportunity to shed some light and to be able to, you know, step into a place of offering alternatives, a different way to look at it, other options, other ideas, other ways that you can bring it all together instead of just your way or the highway.
Right.
And I think it's really important that we step into this place of saying, hold on a second. I married you. At one point in time, I actually liked hearing what you had to say. So maybe I need to ask you again. Hey, here's what I'm thinking. What do you got? Because you might just learn a thing or two from your spouse.
And if you need help, get it. I think this is the place. If we get stuck too long, it's what I shared. It's that polarized mindset. Mm-hmm. We can sit in that for way too long. And if we don't get out of it and we don't break it, there's some resistance going on, then we need to get help. Like if I'm sitting in this for 3 days, 5 days, like I have to recognize that and I need to do something. I have to be intentional about that and I need to take action. Sometimes that's with Elisa. Other times that may mean I just need to call up a buddy. Other times means I may need to, you know, go to a coach. You know, other times it might mean I need to just sit down and just really lay out some things. For even for myself, need to write it out, wherever it may be. But if we're getting into this place, there are solutions. We just have to choose if we're going to take them. And that's a tough place to be. And I understand. Too often, though, we'll sit in there and we'll just allow the cycle to happen again and again and again. And we are not willing to find another solution, which sometimes is somebody just coming in and going, you got some stinking thinking going on.
Fair enough.
You know, and we need to reset where you're at and get you connected back to your spouse. And maybe your spouse is in those sessions with you possibly, you know, so look at coaching, look at other alternatives. So that way you get out of that polarized mindset.
And finally, you need to think about like, what is missing in the connection? Right? Like for Tony and I this past week, and it's even what I told my coaching clients, I'm like, I know where the problem came up. Like I can see it. I know that Tony and I were not in the same place because I was taking our daughter to a college visit. So I was gone for 3 days and dealing with all that, came back. We had very little time to connect because we immediately went into multiple meetings and events on Sunday. And then we're running into the week before we, you know, get ready to travel again. And I knew it. I knew exactly. I can pinpoint you guys when it happened, because he asked me if we were going to have time to connect on Sunday afternoon. And I said, I've got to get a whole bunch of stuff done. And it was true. But I 100% can tell you. Right. And so I know, like, if we were to actually dissect this, I'm not going to, you know, coach my husband on air. He might volunteer the information. We'll see. But what happens in that connection, there was probably a sense of rejection right there. And a sense of feeling a little neglected and maybe just a little lonely. But I'm not putting you on the spot. You don't have to answer.
I think all of those are truth. It's, you know, I think I put down for that day, you know, what would make today great? Because I have that question every morning. And I was like, go for a walk with Elisa. And to me, that's all I wanted really to do was just go for a walk. And if it led to something else, then great. And yet that wasn't the intent for me. It was just, you were away with Absters, you know, you were doing these things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's like, let's just connect in our recreational intimacy for a quick half an hour or get to the beach and, you know, just enjoy that time because there was a disconnect.
So can I put my coaching hat on for just a split second
Nope.
before we wrap up this episode, please?
Yes, you can.
Please, please.
Okay.
The question that you asked me is, will we have time to connect this afternoon? Generally, when you ask that question, you're talking about sex. I would say like 95% of the time when you use that particular phrasing,
true,
it leads to sex.
Yeah.
So to be clear, and for our entire audience, I did not know that a walk or some form of recreational intimacy would have been a solution to that.
True.
Okay.
No. I think I think you're absolutely right with that. And
I didn't ask. I didn't ask how we could connect.
And I didn't freely give that information either. Okay. So on both sides.
Right.
Like on both sides, we stumbled into something. Not, I wouldn't say we stumbled into it, but
we didn't stumble into anything.
We were right there. And because of where we were, it was an either or option. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we can both say
absolutely.
In that time frame, in our own space and where we were and the feelings we were having, it was either this or that.
Right.
It wasn't a, we can do this and we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the spiral, the disconnection happens. And we made our way back to each other. And it's awesome to look back even and just for you and I to recognize that because we say, and we know it so often, words have meaning. Mm-hmm. And that word connection, and let's connect in our marriage tends to, as you said, mean let's go have sex. Can we be sexually intimate? And for me, that is probably what I meant at the time. But inside, I was also like, well, if we could just even get a walk, that would be great.
And I didn't ask. And so, the only reason I'm like pulling this apart for you guys in real time is because this is what happens in marriage, you guys.
Yeah.
Right? Like these feelings come up and we're not talking about it. These thoughts are going through our head like, well, that's not what I meant. Or it didn't have to be that. Or what is she thinking? Or what does he think? Like we didn't, in real time, we didn't handle it well. And I'm sharing it with you because that was an either or situation. Like, you know, I'm thinking Tony's saying, hey, do you want to have sex? And I'm thinking of all the other things I've got to do on my plate. And okay, that's, you know, all said and done, probably about an hour, you know, and things like that. I'm like, I don't know that I have that time. But if he had said, hey, let's just go for a 30-minute walk, truth be told, I probably would have been able to make that happen. And so I'm sharing it with you. We're sharing it with you to go, this is how quickly something can shift in a marriage. And when you can get back to this place of going, like we just both had this aha, I should have asked more questions.
Mm-hmm.
I should have said more about what was going on inside. Mm-hmm. We should have dug into it. And that's ultimately the point of this episode. What happens when you get into that place of going, well, like on Sunday, I want to get all the stuff done before we have these two meetings. And how do we connect? Because that would have been a conversation that would have said, hey, can we get out and walk the neighborhood for 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so getting into that place, because that shifts how you feel. That shifts how your spouse feels. And your marriage becomes a place of collaboration instead of polarization. And that's huge for the two of you. That's huge to say, you know what? Look, life's going to come up, you guys. It's going to. This is literally like 4 days old. And we're telling you about it because it happens real time. We are not perfect. We're working through stuff. We're learning just like all of you. But this week, when it does happen, pause and ask the question. What's a both and solution for us? What would it look like to do X and Y? How will I feel? How much more can I connect with you if we can figure out a solution that brings both of us together?
Yeah. This is just one of many ways that you can strengthen your emotional intimacy. And I would think by strengthening your emotional intimacy, you're going to strengthen your other pillars because mm-hmm. other pillars are most likely a part of the conversation. And just like Alisa and you heard us today, we're all a work in progress. We're all on this journey called marriage. We stick together. We hold hands. We go shoulder to shoulder. We're on the same team. And so as you listen to this episode today, think about how you can be on the same team. Mm-hmm. How can you get to that both and solution, just like Alisa and I will be talking about and working on in our own marriage. We're here with you. We're part of this journey with you. and we're excited for what's ahead. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. Love you guys.